इतना गलत प्लान था.
Next 25. From the beginning, the plan was wrong. Kamsa is teaching the elephant keepers to keep the Kuvalyapid elephant at the entrance, right in the center. Because the king enters that gate to the wrestling arena, and the elephant cannot get through, so just keep him there. But when Krishna Balaram they arrive with their friends, then put the animal Kuvalyapida in such a way that it's blocking the entrance. And later the Lord said, Krishna said very nicely, like a gentleman, please move your elephant. He was trying to be very gentleman-like. He said, elephant keeper, Mahavat, make way for me. Actually, Krishna wanted that the elephant man keeper, he becomes angry. He didn't, the elephant keeper didn't at once move the elephant, but he started looking at the boy. It's such a beautiful boy. Why is he behaving like this? He was looking at his beauty. Then Krishna said, move your elephant, otherwise I will send you and your elephant to Yamaraj's abode. As soon as the elephant keeper heard these, words, he became very upset, very angry. The elephant keeper, he did not move his elephant. In fact, he made it more in the way, because his kaal had come, his time of death had come. So Kamsa is teaching the elephant keeper, you keep your elephant here, and if somebody asks anything, just say that the king, he rides on the elephant from here, so this is my order. Krishna, when he kills, he has to find some fault. He doesn't just go and kill somebody. So this was the intelligence of Kamsa. He made that elephant stand in the way so as not to let Krishna through. Later, Kamsa thought, he said that he had asked Narad Muni, how can I make this an excuse, the wrestling match, to bring Krishna? Then Narad Muni had told me, he said the Mathura's Dwarpal, Bhuteshwar, Lord Shiva, you start a yagya for him. Yagya you can do any time. So make that as an excuse. You're doing a yagya for Lord Shiva's bow. So Kamsa, he told everyone, commence the bow sacrifice on the Chaturdasi. Today was Ekadashi. So he made an announcement to commence the bow sacrifice on Chaturdashi. Three days after Ekadashi. So they're having this. So on this day they're having a meeting, it's Ekadashi. And on 3 days later, two, 3 days later on Chaturdashi, they're going to do this yagya. They had decided. He had not consulted any brahmanas, nothing. He just himself decided, okay, I'm going to do this yagya. Not to please the Supreme Lord, but to kill the Supreme Lord. And that same Lord Shiva, Bhuteshwar, he is a guard of the of Mathura. How he will allow Kamsa to kill, do this yagya to kill Krishna? And Kamsa also thought, yes, I have the strength of my wrestlers and all my team members, but I should also have the strength of some great demigod like Lord Shiva. Definitely by the blessing of Lord Shiva, I would become victorious and I would be able to kill Krishna Balaram. Sanatana Goswami Maharaj says that in his yagya there was no vidhi, nothing. He just whimsically started doing this yagya. He didn't ask for a muhurta, proper time. He didn't invite any brahmanas. So all these meeting members said, yes, we will do this, we will do that. They made the whole list. It became night time. It became Ekadashi night time. So then he called for Akrurji, Akrura. Text
27.
Sukadev Goswami here is calling Kamsa. He has given him this title, Arth Tantra Gya. He was an expert in the Tantra of Artha, how to make money, how to run his world. He did not know the Dharma Shastra. He knew the Artha Siddhanta, but he did not know any Dharma. But doing in bhakti, he was a complete fool. Very expert in making money and sense gratification. So he called Akrura. He sent somebody for him and he called him with great respect. And when Akrura arrived, text 27, Grahitva Panina Pani. First time in his life, he took his own hand, Akrura's hand, in his own hand, as if he was a great friend. Shripad Sanatana Goswami says, To show affection for Akrura, that I have so much affection for you. And he started talking to Akrura. Text
28.
He called Akrura, "Hey Danpate, oh my dear Akrura, you're the most charitable one. Please do me a friendly favor. Please be friendly with me. Please do me a friendly favor out of respect. Please do me a favor. I need your favor. On this, Sripad Sanatan Goswami says that in Akrura's hand there was a line which was which showed his great charitable nature. He was very expert in giving charity. He was famous, and he was famous by the name Danpati, a very expert in giving charity. Even when he take the Samantaka jewel to Banaras, he was using it, the gold that came out of it, he was using it to give in charity. He was not enjoying any sense gratification. He was doing yajna and he was doing dan, charity. Kansa was saying like this, you're most charitable one, you're always giving charity. Please give charity to me, your friendship as charity. Please protect me from death, like that. Please save me. My death is supposed to come like this, so I am taking shelter of you. Please work for me.
Maitram karta hit karmera hit kijiye.
Maitram means a friendly favor.
Bhoj Vrishni Vansiyon mein, Jadavon mein, aapke saman mera dusra koi hit aise.
And he is saying in the verse Bhoj Vrishni Shu, he says in this Bhoj Vrishni dynasty, there is no one like you who is I can take shelter of. I have no other friend in this Bhoj Vrishni dynasty than you. This Kamsa, he never considered himself to be Yadava because he knew he was the demon. He was born of from a demon father. It was a demon called Dravid, who had taken the form of the Ugrasena. So Ugrasena's wife, he tricked Ugrasena's wife and took the form of Ugrasena, and he was a great demon. So Kamsa was born as a great demon. When Vasudev had his first son, and Kamsa returned the first son, this Narad Muni immediately came and he told Kamsa the story. He told Kamsa, you know who all these people are? They're all demigods. But you're a daitya, you're a demon. Such and such is your father. Ugrasen Maharaj is not your father. This is how you were born. And do you know they have all taken birth? They're all demigods, they have taken birth to kill you. Before Krishna was to come, before that all the demigods took their birth, someone as your father and someone as your friend, but they're all demigods. But you actually are a demon. Please understand who you are. So from that day, Kamsa understood that he is a demon and everybody else is a devta, demigod. So from that day he started doing all the atrocities, setting fire, killing, plundering others' wealth, and all the sins that he's been doing. So all the Yadavas had run away from Mathura, and who had their homes in and around Mathura, they had all run away because of King Kamsa. But Akrura, he never ran away. Akrura only stayed because he thought, if I run away from here, I will never get to see Krishna Balaram. So he stayed in Mathura. So he thought, somehow or other, I should please Kamsa and I should live here in Mathura. One day I will see Krishna. And therefore, he stayed. And his desires are about to fulfill. The day is coming when Kamsa himself is sending a crew to Krishna Balaram himself.
So
Kamsa is saying, there is no well-wisher here in my world except from you. Everyone else is enemy. That he is trying to say. He even knew that Akrura is also a devotee. A demigod. And
he comes in Nand Kul mein, Braj mein aur Mathura mein, ubhay dono taraf praya sab devta.
He said in a way, Narad Muni said, in this Braj, in Nanda Maharaj's family and Vasudev's family, just about everyone is a demigod. So, because he said just about, so Kamsa understood that yes, Akrura is not my enemy, and that he is staying with him in Mathura. Just about 99% are all demigods, and maybe 1% is demons, and Akrura is from my side. So perhaps he was thinking because of that. Akrura's behavior was so nice, so he was thinking Akrura is actually his friend. Text 29. And he is saying, therefore, Soumya means, O gentleman, I am depending on you. O one with the gentle behavior like the Soum. Why is he calling him such a gentle one? Why is he being so nice? He's telling Akrura that up till now I have been so cruel. I have done so many cruel things. I have sent so many cruel representatives of mine to send to Braj to kill Krishna Balaram. Now, having done so many cruel things, I have actually become tired of being cruel. And from today, I am doing uncruel things. Because that is why I have called you, because your name is Akrur, not cruel. So I am going to be not cruel. He is trying to butter up Akrura. Therefore, ओ अक्रूरा आई हैव टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ यू.
राजा हो करके और मंत्री से कह रहा है कि मैं आपका आश्रय लिया.
Although he is a king, he is telling his minister. He is telling his minister. He has taken the humble position of telling his minister, "I am taking shelter of you." Because I understand, I have a great need of you in this great work that I am trying to do in bringing Krishna Balaram. You are the only one who can help me.
काम है इस काम को आप ही पूरा कर सकते हैं इसलिए मैं आपका आश्रय ले रहा हूँ आश्रित
यू कैन परफॉर्म दिस फॉर मी एंड देयरफॉर आई एम टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ यू.
गुरु जी कहे कि अभी आप राजा हैं इतने महान हैं मैं आपकी क्या सहायता करूंगा.
सपोज अक्रूर सेज यू आर द किंग आई एम जस्ट अ मिनिस्टर हाउ आई कैन हेल्प यू.
तब कहता है
देन ही सेज
संदेह नहीं है कि मैं बड़ा हूं.
He says, this, there is no doubt that I am great and I am able to do everything, but I have studied history. Indra, he is so great, he is the king and he is capable of doing everything, still he takes shelter of Upendra.
उपेंद्र तो उपकार है इन्फेरियर सहायक और इंद्र उपेंद्र वामन देव की शरण में इंद्र तो वामन देव को छोटा कह रहा है उपेंद्र को.
इंद्र हैज टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ वामन देव उपेंद्र सो ही इज कंसीडरिंग वामन देव टू बी स्मॉल एंड ही सेज दैट किंग ऑफ हेवन इंद्र हैज टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ वामन देव उपेंद्र.
इंद्र को विभू कह रहा है इस श्लोक में.
In this sloka, he is calling Indra Vibhu. He is taking shelter of Vamana. This Vamana, he has even gone to Bali and asked, he begged him for something. Even though Indra is all powerful, he had to take shelter of Lord Vishnu to achieve his goals. In the same way, I am also all powerful, but I am taking shelter of you to achieve my goal. What to do? Time is like this. Shri Sanatan Goswami says in his commentary, because he is a demon, he is considering Lord Vishnu to be inferior to Indra. Well, because he is Asura, he has the conception of Asura, that Lord Vishnu is inferior. He is glorifying Indra and he is considering Vaman Dev inferior.
Indra ka ashray lena. Isi tarah main vastav mein bada hoon, lekin phir bhi ashray le.
This way, I am actually great, but I am taking shelter of you. Please help me.
Is par udaharan dete hain Hari Shree ji ki Kans ke mukhon ki agni itna prachand.
In this, Harishori Prabhu is giving an example.
आग लेकिन अगर उसे अपना अंधकार दूर करना होगा दूसरे का एक साधारण कपड़े की बाती का आश्रय लेना पड़ता है.
That Agnidev, he is so great.
पूरे सलाई में आग भरा हुआ है पूरे संसार को जलाने भरा आग जलाते.
The Agni in fire itself is so great, but to give light to a room has to take shelter of a wick, you know, the cotton wick. That you soak and you light, and then you can get a lamp. Fire is a demigod that itself can remove the darkness, but it has to take shelter of a little ghee wick. In this way, in the same way, what can I do? I am great, but according to the time, I have to take shelter of your shelter. Because if I send somebody else to bring Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram will run away. Who is this has come to our Braj? They will not trust them. But you are very expert. But one thing we should understand, that asuras, the demons, they do not glorify the Supreme Lord. He is calling in text 29, he is considering Indra to be great and Vishnu to be inferior. This is the nature of demoniac persons, asuras. So suppose Akrura says, what is it that you need, me to fulfill it? So he says, text 30, again he's calling him Anaka Dundivi. You go to Nanda's cowherd village. You go there, I have work. Still, suppose Akrur says, what is happening there? Why you want me to go there? He is saying, Anaka Dundubi Suto Tatra. Anaka Dundubi's sons, two sons, are living there. Actually, there are two sons of Vasudev. They're both there. Anena Rathena Machiram. Take this chariot and very quickly you go there without delay, Machiram, and bring them to me. Anena Rathena means Vasudev is showing Akrura with his finger. Look at this chariot, take this. Take this chariot and go drive it as fast as you can without delay and bring those two boys here, back here on this chariot.
Anina Rathena kahte ki apni angli se dikha kar keh raha hai ki dekhi kitna acha rath hai. Vastav mein Bhagwan ki hi leela shakti se rath banaya gaya.
Actually, that rath, that chariot, was constructed by the Lord's leela shakti herself. Kansa had never ridden on this chariot. It was a brand new chariot. And it was decorated so nicely with gold and other ornaments and jewels, just so that Krishna Balaram will see this rath, and being kids, they'd want to jump on this chariot and go for a ride. This was created before by the Leela Shakti of the Lord, this chariot. It wasn't made because it was going to be sent to bring Krishna, but it was made, and when Kamsa decided to bring Krishna Balaram, then he decided to have it very nicely decorated. Everyone decorates a chariot to bring the Lord, but here Kamsa was decorating the chariot. He was wicked. He was trying to bring Krishna to kill him.
Is rath se dono ko laiye aur shighram
They tell him, take Shigram, take this chariot and bring them very quickly back. Why he's saying to bring them very quickly is because in case this news spreads that I'm sending this chariot with you to bring them. He was always very afraid that they might find out that it's sent by me and so they won't send Krishna Balaram. And therefore he's telling Akurat, without delay, go back, take this chariot and bring them back very quickly. On this, Shripad Sanatan Goswami says, the meaning of decorating such a nice chariot, Kamsa is thinking, just by seeing this chariot, so beautiful, that the two boys on their own would be excited to ride on this chariot. You will not even have to say to them, come, let's go to Mathura. You just tell them, I'm going to Mathura, and they will themselves jump on the chariot. They will say, we will go with you. It'll be easier for you. Please bring both of them here. What is the need to bring them here? Suppose Akura is saying, what is the need to bring them here? Then he says, 31.
Vishon ke ashre mein rahne wale devtao ne inho dono ko mere mrutu ke roop mein nishchit kiya.
Kamsa says, the demigods who are under the protection of Vishnu, they have sent these two boys as my death. He's trying to say, what will they do to me anyway? I'm not afraid. But the demigods have sent them. The demigods have said that my death is these two boys will be the cause of my death. So when, if the demigods have written that you will die by these two boys, then why are you bringing them to you? But he was thinking, if my death is in their hands, you please bring them so I can kill them first. He's trying to say, those persons who are under the protection of Vishnu, they have made this arrangement of me being killed by these two boys. It is not Vidhata, it is not Lord Brahma. He's not written this. This is the Vaishnavas, they've done this. So you bring them. Bring them and bring them very quickly. And then he thought, Kamsa thought, well, these two boys will be allowed to come because they have a community, parents. Then he says, Gopar Nandadye, please give my invitation to Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd men also. Tell them there is a festival like this here. They should all come, and all the gopas, everyone should come. And then he's being clever, he says, Sabhyu Payane. Tell them to bring gifts for me. Gifts of tribute. Ghee, butter, milk. So that the parents, Nanda Maharaj and the gopas will be convinced, yes, this actually there must be a big festival. That is why he's asking for milk and yogurt and ghee, etc. So they won't have any doubts. Because it comes a thought, if I just invite them, please all of you come, we're having a festival, they may have some doubt that Kamsa is up to something. But by this asking for gifts of tribute, they will be convinced that there is actually some festival, then he needs my gifts. So there must be so many people must be gathering, and they will need milk and yogurt and ghee and butter. They'll be making feast. So that is why he's asking, Kamsa is asking for all these gifts. They will be convinced and they will come. All of them will come. No problem. So Nanda Maharaj will bring them, otherwise those two, they won't be allowed to come. Kamsa is telling Akrura that they must know, the boys must know that for many years I have put their parents in prison house. Because Nanda Maharaj is Vasudev's friend. So both boys will not come. Nanda Maharaj will not let them come. Therefore bring Nanda Maharaj, bring all the gopas, bring the two boys, bring everybody. And bring all the tributes, gifts. So now Kura might ask, what is the plan after you bring them here? What will happen? So Kura is trying to ask for every little thing. He wants to know every little thing. It had become so late at night, and Akrura was wondering, he wanted to know every little thing, what is on Kamsa's mind. Text
32.
After you bring Krishna and Balaram, then I will have them killed by my elephant, who is as powerful as death itself. And when Akrura had, when he heard this, what he must have thought? Then he thought, Akrura thought, then must be that it is time of his death is coming. He is Param Vaishnav, Akrura. He was a Jnani. He could understand if Krishna, he is inviting Krishna here, that means he is inviting his death. Akrura could understand. Perhaps Akrura had said to Kamsa that, my dear Lord, he is there, these two boys are very strong, they are very powerful, they have killed every demon that you have sent. So then Kamsa says, Akrura is thinking, this elephant is so good, why you want to have him killed as well? So Kamsa is saying, well, if both of them can, these two boys will escape from the Gwalior elephant, then I will have them killed by my wrestlers. They are as strong as lightning. These wrestlers, their bodies are as tough and hard like lightning. And if they can escape these wrestlers, then I will kill them. In this way he is explaining.
Saraswati,
Suppose Akrura says, well, if you kill Krishna and Balaram, then your life will be in danger because all the gopas, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev, everyone will be here. It will be great danger for your life. Why are you taking on such danger for your life? Then he says, Kamsa says, in text
33,
he's saying, then Kamsa says, well, when these two boys are killed, I will kill Vasudev and all their lamenting relatives. They would have already been half dead anyway. Once Krishna and Balaram die, so they will not be able to attack me, and they will become so weak from lamentation, the Vrishni, Bhojas and Dasharas, I will kill them all. He says, I will kill every single relative of Krishna Balaram after I kill Krishna Balaram. I will not let even one of them live. What do you think? You think I will let Nanda Maharaj live? Or do you think I'm going to forgive Vasudev? I will kill every one of them. First I will kill Krishna Balaram. And they, out of lamentation, they will all become half dead. And I'll kill every single one. Let these two boys die first. Not just that, I will kill my old father Ugrasena, my father. How he's talking, just see, so disrespectful. He's calling his father by his first name, his old father, he's saying. He's saying, this old man, Ugrasen, he's so old and he's still so greedy to take my kingdom. See, I'm the young one, I'm the younger generation, I should be the king. He's so old and he has so much greed for keeping the kingdom. He should go somewhere in the forest and chant Om Namah Shivaya or something. This is not his time to be a king. He was such a big demon, this Kamsa. He had no respect for his father. Actually, he knew this is not my father. My father is somebody else, some big demon. In this way, people have so much misidentification. I am from this caste, I am from that family, I have to kill this person. All because of misidentification of the self. There's no reason. I am Daitya, I am a demon, so let me kill all the demigods. That's all. Sena, he's become so old and so weak, he has no strength, physical strength, to go from one place to another. How he will go in the battlefield? He's so greedy. And then I will kill his brother, Devaka. Ugrasena's brother's name is Devaka. So he is saying, I will kill Devaka. and I will kill all other
animals.
And I will kill all persons who are my enemies, who are on the side of Ugrasena, Devaka, and Nanda Maharaj, Vasudeva. I will kill all of them. Text
35.
That then my friend, after killing all these people, this earth will be free of thorns. See how he's
thinking.
Just like when a person, he walks in the rough jungle and a thorn goes in his foot, this Kamsa, he is thinking, everyone else is a thorn for the planet Earth, only he is good. Nobody is stopping him from living. The Lord himself is forgotten. He is not after Kamsa. He is busy herding his calves and cows in Vrindavan. He is not after Kamsa. Kamsa himself is inviting his own death. And when the Lord came in Mathura, even then he wasn't out to kill Kamsa. And when Kamsa was about to kill Krishna, then he pulled Kamsa down with his hair, held on to his hair and pulled him down from his Singhasan. Akura, friend.
In
Brihad Vaishnava Toshni and Subodhini, Vallabhacharya is also saying, so gives commentary on this word mitra, friend. Kamsa is saying, you're my friend. So when all these Krishna Balaram and all the relatives, everybody dies, I will rule the earth without these thorns, and I will give you a small piece of this earth to rule also. But he doesn't know all this plan will finish day after tomorrow. Srila Sanatana Goswami also says in his commentary, text 35, when he says this earth will be free of thorns, it actually means a thorn like Kamsa will be dead, so this earth will be free from a thorn like Kamsa. The Saraswat meaning of this is that I will be killed by, he will be killed by Krishna Balaram, and he will go to Vaikuntha, and he will become free from thorns himself, and he will go to the Vaikuntha planets and enjoy. Then suppose Akrura says that, okay, so you will kill everyone, but sometimes other demoniac persons, they may also give you trouble. They may fight with you for your enjoyment. They may try to attack you. Then,
Jarasandho mam guru.
Text 36.
Dalta sakha sambaro narko mano mai vakrisam. Ye sansar mein jitne bade bade log hain, sabse bade balwan, ye sab hamare aadmi hain. Humse.
So Kamsa says, all the big people of this world, they're my friends. Just like my elder relative Jarasandha and my friend Vivida, and Sambar, Narkasura, Banasur, they're all my well-wishers. They love me very much. They always try to help me. And the greatest Kshatriya is my father-in-law, Jarasandha.
Guru.
He is my well wisher. He is saying, my elder relative Jarasand, Mama Guru, he is like my guru. He is the one who has taught me everything. I am very grateful to him.
Jarasandha,
they all want me to be the king of the whole world, and they are my well-wishers. And this great monkey, his name is Dvivida. He is my solid well-wisher. This Dvivida is my very priya sakha, very dear friend, not just a well-wisher. He likes me very much. And actually, Dvivida was very attached to Kamsa. When Dvivida, Krishna killed Kamsa, then Dvivida, this Dvivida, he wanted to drown the whole of Dvarka. Friends, etc. will be finished. And Sambarasur, Sambara, Narkasur and Banasur. All they all love me.
विरोधी या मेरा योहित मेरा दुश्मन वसुदेव है इसके लड़के हैं ये सबसे बद
माय ओनली एनिमी इज वसुदेव नंद महाराज एंड ऑल देयर फ्रेंड्स
और मेरा कोई शत्रु नहीं
आई हैव नो अदर एनिमीज
सब हमारे मित्र हैं
ऑल दीस पीपल दे लव मी
मेरा ससुर है तो उसके अधीन रहने वाले सभी राजा
इफ जरासंध इज माय एल्डर रिलेटिव माय गुरु माय फादर इन लॉ एंड माय एवरीथिंग देन ऑल द अदर डिमोनिक All the other kings are naturally my friends. This way, a person calls, he has a person, a living entity has wrong ideas. Who should we consider our friend? Actually, Krishna is a real friend of everyone, and Krishna's devotees are real friends. But he considered the Lord's Krishna and his devotees to be his enemies.
भगवान को भी दुश्मन मानता है। ये सब बहुत ही विचारणीय श्लोक हैं। किस तरह व्यक्ति गलत कंसेप्शन में संसार।
Shlokas are worth examining and thinking about very deeply. How living entity or a person misunderstands. Thinks completely the opposite way, who are completely bad, he is considering them to be their real friends, their real relatives, their gurus, their well-wishers. And Nanda Maharaj, Krishna and Balaram, Vasudev, he is considering them to be his enemies.
बहुत कुछ बातें भागवत में देखने को मिलती है किस तरह से व्यक्ति गलत विचार रखता है हरिशोर जी कहते हैं वो हो कौन से
इस हरिशोर महाराज से
तरह का दुर्विचार रख रहा था कदाचित यही विचार उसका भगवान के प्रति हो गया होता है कि हमारे संबंधी हैं
दिस कम्स ही सेज अलास कम्स हैड सो मेनी रॉन्ग फीलिंग्स टुवर्ड्स Jarasandha and all his friends, those feelings that he considers them to be his friends, well-wisher, etc. If he had thought the same for Krishna Balaram and the devotees, it would have been. This is called Krishna consciousness. A person thinks the country, the family, the society is his, and he has nothing to do with Krishna and his devotees. Rather, he thinks Krishna's devotees are in the way of their sense gratification. Suppose Akrura says, okay, so on the planet, the whole planet, you will kill Krishna Balaram, Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev, and all their friends. then what would you enjoy? How will you enjoy when you kill everybody? How will you enjoy and rule the earth?
लेकिन और भी तो राजा हैं ना, और अकेले आप क्या करेंगे? तो कहते नहीं, तय ही रहूँ, तय ही, जरा संधादी के साथ मिल करके.
Then Kamsa says, I will join up with Jarasandh and all his friends, all the kings, and I will rule the earth.
And
I will kill all the kings who are allied with the demigods, and I will get together with Jarasandha and the other his friends, and I will rule the earth.
ये सुर पक्षिया देवताओं के पक्ष के जो राजा है सबका वध करा दूंगा, इन अपने साथियों के साथ मुंड करके राजाओं का वध करा दूंगा. और मैं और उसके बाद हे मित्र और कौन रहेगा? रहूंगा मैं और आप रहेंगे, आप मेरे सदा मित्र रहेंगे. और मैं
एंड यू विल ऑलवेज बी माय फ्रेंड, आई विल रिमेन एंड यू विल रिमेन. And all my other friends will remain. And I will keep you, I will give you all facility to live like a king. He's calling him a friend. So understanding all this, please, understanding all my intentions, please go once, at once you go and bring Krishna Balaram to watch the bow sacrifice and see the opulence of my capital. Suppose Akrura says, but what shall I tell them? What should I tell Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda? What should I tell that they will send and they all will come?
Text 37.
Tell them it is bow sacrifice, don't miss this opportunity. Everyone come and see this yagya. And come and see the beauty of this city. You should actually come every day, but there is a big festival. So Akrura thought, yes, okay. But Akrura, he will now speak something, he will advise some teaching he will give to King Kamsa. I will say in the next day. So all this plan of Kamsa, all this manorath, these desires and visions of Kamsa, it will never come true because in 2 days he is going to die. He'll be finished. All his manorath will be finished. But desires will be fulfilled same day. And none of Kamsa's desires will be fulfilled. Text 39. In the morning we were hearing how King Kamsa was desiring different desires. He sent Keshi and he had meeting with all his demons. And he had planned for bringing Krishna Balaram. Kamsa Bhaya. Kamsa was always afraid. This Kamsa had, if he had a little bit of dvesh, envy of the Lord, but he had many, many times more fear of the Lord.
शिशुपाल को द्वेष था,
whereas Shishupal was envious,
और भय बिल्कुल नहीं,
and he had no fear, he was all envy.
बिल्कुल भय नहीं था, राजसूय सभा में भरी सभा में लगा
गया, in राजसूय sacrifice,
मरने का कोई डर नहीं,
he had no fear of death, he was just 100% envy. He stood up and started saying bad words for Krishna. And this Kamsa, he had so much fear of death. He did not want to die. Envy he had. The seed of everything was envy.
इस प्रकार वह कह रहा था उन लोगों से, बाद में अक्रूर जी का हाथ पकड़ करके,
then Akrura speaks, he got tired of hearing Kamsa's ideas, now Akrura speaks,
अक्रूर जी कहते हैं,
text 38,
अपने जो विचार यहाँ दिया मनीषी, हम अपने मनीषा से, अपने दिमाग से,
कमसा राजन,
आप अपनी मृत्यु का परिहार करने के लिए,
व्हाट यू आर थिंकिंग इज राइट,
जो सोच रहे हैं ये वास्तव में आप बहुत अच्छा कर रहे
हैं, व्हाट यू आर डूइंग इज यू आर डिवाइसिंग ए प्रोसेस टू प्रोटेक्ट योरसेल्फ फ्रॉम डेथ, यू आर डूइंग अ वेरी गुड थिंग.
शब्द या संग दो पार्ट है, शब्द का अर्थ भी समुचित होता है,
is there who will not like to save himself from death.
लेकिन हित का कुछ उपदेश कर रहे हैं कि तुम तो सिद्धि सिद्ध्य सिद्धय समम कर जाए.
But he says,
अगर सफलता मिले,
a person should be equal in success and failure.
यही तो उपदेश कर रहे हैं.
He is giving उपदेश, हित उपदेश.
मनुष्य का विचार,
because after all, it's the destiny that produces the results of one's work. Actually, there's two things in this world that work to give the results. One is Ishwar, the Supreme Lord, who gives the results, who feeds you, when he will kill you. The Lord knows when, what he will feed somebody, how he'll take care of somebody, and when someone's death will come. He knows everything. He is everyone's karma. According to their karma, he awards them. A person can plan so much and endeavor so much, the result is on Dev, destiny, on the Supreme Lord. A person's endeavor is not everything. So Maharaj, what you're doing is right. In this way, how you're thinking, what you're saying is good. You're trying to protect yourself from death, that is all right. But you should not assume so much. But you should not. Shripad Sridhar Swami says that you should not plan so much. Just totally lost in your ideas. I will do this, I will do that, I will kill this person, I will kill everyone, I will live like this. Should not become so lost in your ideas. You should not think so much, Akur said. One should plan, but not so much. Shira Swami says, this Abhinivesh means to totally be lost. I will do this, I will do that. When one make our plan, we should also know that there is a Lord's desire. Every person should think like this. So he is teaching Kamsa that you should be some, equal in both Siddhi and Asiddhi, in both success and failure. I read a story regarding this in a Sanskrit book. There was one Brahman. He was a very poor Brahman. He used to beg for food. And he had begged and begged. He had collected some either wheat flour or chickpea flour. And where he was sleeping on a broken bed, there was one hook on the wall in front of him, and he just hung this bag of flour on that hook. And he was thinking, now I have so much atta flour, I will sell this. Then I will sell that flour and I will get money and I will buy this thing. I'll sell that thing and I'll buy something bigger and then I'll get more money. By then I will have enough money and then I will get married. And then I will live like this. He was thinking one and a half hours. So much manorath. I will have a son. I will have a child. And if my child ever becomes very naughty, then I will kick him like this. And he kicked, and his foot kicked that bag of flour. It was not bag, actually it was a clay pot. And he kicked the clay pot, and the clay pot broke, and all the flour fell on the ground. All his manorath, his desires became zero just then. In his mind, he made so much money, he got married, he had a child, he kicked his child. One should not become so lost in his plans. He should also understand that the Lord has some plan. The Lord has made this world and He also has some plan for you. So one should not become totally lost in their material planning. It's not that the Supreme Lord made this world and then He went to sleep, so you go ahead, make your plans, do what you want. We should see that the Lord must have some desires and we should try to make our desires, His desires are in our desires. We should have the same desire. And Kamsa did not realize where his desires were going so far opposite to Krishna's desires. I will do this, I will kill Krishna, I will never die. So Akrura is starting to give him some advice. Shripad Sanatana Goswami, he writes,
कालम अस्य दुष्टस्य अपि अनुकूलेन सकामयत् तोषितं तत् फलम् इदं प्राप्तम्। अक्रूर जी सोचे एतावन्तं कालम्।
अक्रूर thought for such a long time, for which purpose I have been serving this demoniac person Kamsa?
भगवान की कृपा से वह फल प्राप्त।
By the Lord's mercy, now I am getting my desires fulfilled. As soon as Kamsa told Akrura take this chariot and bring Krishna Balaram. Immediately, Akura's mind reached Braj, where Krishna Balaram were, Nandagam. And he started thinking, oh, now I am getting the fruits of my service to King Kamsa. He became very pleased. Akura was thinking, actually, this Kamsa has done good to me. He is giving me his chariot and he is sending me to Gokul. So he is actually my well-wisher. So Akura thought that he has actually been my well-wisher. I should actually do something for his benefit, his spiritual benefit. I should also give him something Krishna conscious for his benefit. So here Akura is giving him good advice.
विश्वासम अकृत्वा यदि माम अयम न प्रस्थापयत् अयम न प्रस्थापिष्यते तर्हि मम दीर्घासा न पूर्यते इति किञ्चित् हितं वाक्यम् इति आशयेन आह अथवा अकुर जी ये सोचा
और अकुर थॉट
इसके प्रति मैं कुछ हित का हित की बात नहीं कहूंगा.
So Akura thought, if I don't say something for his benefit, he might become a little sad thinking that I am not saying anything. He has spoken so much to me, he has given me his whole plan, and he must be thinking that I am not speaking anything. So Akura thought that Kamsa might think that because I am not saying anything, he might think that I don't want to go to Gokul, and thinking that, Kamsa might change his mind and might decide not to send me because I don't seem enthusiastic about going. So Akura was thinking that I better say something. So he, Akura thought, I should say something to him, but I should say something for his benefit. So first, he is calling, King, my dear King, what you think, you are very expert. You've done the right thing. Trying to protect yourself from death. Rajan, Sanatan Goswami, in his commentary, he is writing like this.
Rajan shabd ke dwara yah dhwanit ho raha hai ki Akru ji kehte hain aap raja hain to rajya ki aur raj deh ki raksha.
Akruji is saying, Sanatana Goswami's commentary, this shloka 38, as if it means, Akura is saying, you're a king, O king, because you're the king, you should be protected for the protection of your country. It is our duty to protect your body. And it is your duty also to protect your body. And even if you have to kill two boys to protect your body, what is wrong in that? You are the protector of the whole country. This is okay. Externally, Akura is talking like this. You're not an ordinary person, you're a king. You have a very huge, great country, and to protect your country and to protect your body, this should be done, yes.
What?
You have a good plan. And then Guru is saying, your plan to save yourself from death, that is very good. Guru didn't say that the plan for you to kill Krishna Balaram, that is very good. He didn't say that. That you have thought of doing that, that's very good. He did not mention that. He did not say that. How could he have said that? How could that plan ever come true? So he's saying, to protect whatever you have devised to protect yourself from death, that is a very good thing you have done because you are a king. Still, you should be equal in success and failure. Don't think that I don't want to go. I want to go, I'm going. But I'm just telling you
that
We should be very thoughtful before we do something, and whether we get success or not success, we should remain equal. Indirectly, he is saying, I am going to follow your order. But when Krishna Balaram come here, whether you will be successful or not successful,
but
whether he understood or not, whether he comes understood or not, Akura was trying to say that you could get success, you could also get failure. Of course, Akura knew that there was no question of Krishna Balaram not killing Kamsa. So another reason why Akura is telling Kamsa beforehand that you could also get success, you could also get failure, is because towards the end, when Krishna and Balaram kill Kuvalyapid and they kill all the wrestlers, so that when it's his turn to die, Kamsa may not think that I did not warn him, that he may not say at that time, it's all Akura's fault, he is the one who brought them here. And that's another reason why Akura is telling Kamsa of this possibility that he may be successful and he may also be not successful. Suppose Krishna came, Krishna Balaram came, they killed the washerman, he killed Kuvalyapid, the wrestlers, he broke that bow. Krishna just went and broke the bow, and that was the end of the sacrifice, the yagya. But suppose in the end Kamsa says it's all Akrura's fault, you brought them here, then Akrura can say, text 38, Siddha Siddhyo Samam, I told you that you could have success or failure. Whatever one should make plan. You're making your plan to save yourself from death, but it's possible that you may not be able to. And you're saying, that your death is in the hands of Ram and Krishna, and you're inviting them. What if the opposite happens and you have to die by their hands? And whatever happens, one should remain equal. He was trying to show his friendship to Kamsa and trying to show that actually I'm on your side, so that Kamsa will go ahead and send Akrura to bring Krishna and Balaram and not change his mind. Or he's sending Akrura and Akrura does not show any enthusiasm, then Kamsa might become upset and not send him. Also, Akrura was trying to hide his own loving feelings towards Krishna, and he was showing not, although he was very excited inside to go to Gokul, but he was trying not to show, because he thought that if Kamsa realizes that he's so excited to go to Gokul, and maybe he is a friend of Krishna Balaram, then he may change his mind and not send him. So again, he's trying not to show his real feelings. Akrura was trying to show in text 39 that actually I have no interest in going to Braj, but to please you I will go. Whereas actually he was not going to Braj for the benefit of Kamsa, he was going to Braj for his own personal benefit. This is all niti, how to speak, when, what to speak, when and where. He wanted to show as if he is going to Braj only to please Kamsa, otherwise he actually has no interest in going to Braj. This is called niti. Text 39.
तो मनुष्य विविध मनोरथ करता है और हर्ष शोक से युक्त होता है कजा कदाचित हर्षेण युज्यते
मनोरथ. An ordinary person is always acting on his desires, sometimes happiness, sometimes distress.
तब असिद्ध मनोरथ सिद्ध नहीं होता है तो शोक से युक्त हो जाता है.
In Mahabharata, there is a katha. Maharaj Yudhishthira, one time he was sitting in the forest with his brothers, and he was talking to Maharaj. Maharaj Yudhishthira was talking, having an argument with Maharani Draupadi, and Yudhishthira Maharaj was giving more pressure on fate, and that whatever the Lord has written, that will happen. But Draupadi was speaking on endeavor, and she said, "Well, if you just sit quietly, depending on the fate to give result, that is not good. You have to go out and endeavor and work hard. Just sitting, you will not get anything." Draupadi was saying, just like the clouds, they rain water. And if the farmer does not till the ground, does not sow the seeds, how they will be... there will be plants. And Maharaj Yudhishthira said, yes, The farmer can till and he can sow the seeds, but if there is no rain, then
so संजोग करना चाहिए.
They were
कुछ भी करे कर्म में सब देखा जाता है कि योजनाएं सफल नहीं कुछ भी करे कर्म में सब देखा
in the end fate
योजनाएं सफल नहीं होती
is more strong. Sometimes many times we see a person can do make so many endeavors, but if the fate is not on his side, then he does not get success.
ये भाव है कि जुझते हर्ष का धनिष्कार है कि महाराज जब सफलता मिलती है तो व्यक्ति हर्ष से युक्त होता है, विफलता मिलती है तो शोक से.
Text 39. Aguna is saying that an ordinary person is determined to act on his desire, but he may encounter happiness and distress. Yet even though in such a case, I will execute your order. In other words, I know that you will encounter distress. You will not be able to kill Krishna Balaram. But still, knowing such is the case, I will execute your order. He is saying that although I know you're sending me to bring Krishna Balaram, and I know that he is going to kill, they're going to kill you. Although I know that, still I will execute your order. Whatever it is, I am your servant, and whatever you order me, I shall execute.
आप जो मनोरथ कर रहे हैं उसमें से एक भी पूरा नहीं होगा आप खत्म होंगे. पूरा नहीं होगा.
In other words, Akrura is saying clearly, he's trying to say that whatever you're desiring, none of it will become true, and you're going to die. But still, I will execute your order. He wanted to go for his own purpose, for his own interest, but externally he was talking like this.
He's
trying to say, I am going by your order and not by my desire.
इस प्रकार अक्रूर जी जो उपदेश किए, यद्यपि यह उपदेश कंस को दिया गया है, लेकिन
so this teaching, although Akrura is giving this to Kansa, it is actually for all of us. We should all take this instruction and apply it to ourselves. This is the reason these are given in the Bhagavatam. One time in Bombay, I was talking on the katha on the Lord's appearance.
Vasudev ji is katha mein upadesh de rahe the Kans ko.
Vasudev was giving instructions to Kamsa, and Kamsa was not agreeing.
Upadesh vifal ho gaya. To baad mein ek bhakt ne prashn kiya.
And in the end, one devotee asked me,
Kamsa upadesh ko mana hi nahi.
That when Kamsa did not take his instruction, then why? What is the reason of why did Vedavyas ji has given this part of, in the Bhagavatam? If Kansa did not want to listen to him anyway, why was it given in the Bhagavatam?
उसको इतना समझ में नहीं आ रहा था कि Vedavyas ji कहते हैं कि भागवत पढ़ो ये करो तो वो सब आज्ञा हम लोगों के लिए.
This devotee could not understand that when Vedavyasaji has written all these instructions are actually for us to follow. Actually, those instructions were not meant for just for Kamsa. They were meant for all of us. They have been given in the Bhagavatam for us to hear and understand and apply in our lives.
एक माने में इतना भगवान से विरोध नहीं है लेकिन जीने की बहुत लालसा.
We are also like Kamsas. In one way, we are not demoniac like Kamsa, but we are in a way like Kamsa, is that we have a great desire not to die. and to live happily. And everybody has some thorns in their lives, just like Kamsa thought everybody was a thorn for him. So all of us, we have a little Kamsa in us that we want to live forever in this world, not die. And we have so many thorns in our lives that are in our way for enjoying sense gratification. Whether it's other persons in the family, community, nation, or another nation. We have our wife, children, father, friends, father-in-law. Just like Kamsa was saying, he was saying, Jarasandh is his father-in-law, his guru, mine, all mine, all persons that are mine, they should be happy, and all persons on who are not in my group, they should all die. They should be unhappy. Humans have this kind of thinking. In Lord Krishna in the Gita is called Asur way of thinking. The Lord says, especially in the human society, he's not talking about the birds and the beasts. He's talking about the humans. There are two kinds of humans, Daiva and Asura. I have already told you about them in great detail. Now hear about the Asuras. The Lord in this way is telling in great detail to Arjun. I do not remember this sloka very much. That's why it is a rule in Padma Purana, it is said that the person who is speaking Bhagavat, he should have a helper near him who can remind him if the speaker ever forgets any slokas, etc. So he can help him. It is said in Padma Purana. The Lord says, Lord says, the Asuras, they don't know which work they should do and what they should give up. The acts that should not be performed, they perform it. And those that should be performed, they do not perform that. Pravritti means one that the acts that should be performed. Nivrittim are the acts that should be given up, like the four sinful activities. So this demonic person, they do not know pravrittim, that one should give up, one should act in this way and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and they do not know what is nivrittim, that they should give up the four sinful activities. These are demoniac persons. What should not be done, they do, and what should be done, they don't do. Masaucham, they're not clean inside or outside.
Masaucham, और उनके विचार क्या होते हैं और बोलते क्या
and their way of thinking and how they speak
और प्रतिष्ठान थे जगदादि
this is how they think and speak
और परस्पर संभूतम की मन्नत काम है खुला खुला बोलते हैं संसार बाय चांस हो गया
they speak freely there is no god this whole world was created by accident
कोई ईश्वर नहीं
there is no controller
जगदादि अनिश्वर इस विश्व को कहते हैं कि अनिश्वर है मतलब इसका कोई कंट्रोलर नहीं
देयर इज नो कंट्रोलर अनिश्वर
कोई दंड नहीं देगा जिसके मन में जो करना हो करो
नोबडी इज गोइंग टू गेट एनी पनिशमेंट आफ्टर लाइफ यू ऑल डू व्हाटएवर यू वांट टू डू
कोई बनाने वाला नहीं इस संसार को उत्पन्न करने में कोई कर्म नहीं है कुछ नहीं है यह केवल स्त्री पुरुष के संयोग से संसार बना
this,
हुआ है
दिस वर्ल्ड
और संसार
देयर इज नो क्रिएटर
केवल इंद्रिय सुख देने के लिए
इट इज ओनली कम टुगेदर बाय द कमिंग टुगेदर ऑफ मेल एंड फीमेल एंड दिस वर्ल्ड इज क्रिएटेड ओनली फॉर आवर एंजॉयमेंट
ये भगवान कहते हैं कि आसुर विचार वाले ऐसे बोलते
हैं द लॉर्ड सेज द आसुरिक पर्संस दे आर लाइक दिस दिस इज हाउ कंसा इज टॉकिंग आई विल किल देम आई विल किल देम आई विल लिव लाइक दिस द होल वर्ल्ड इज थिंकिंग इन दिस वे
भगवान तो उग्र कर्मण क्षया है जगतो हित भगवान कहते हैं इसी दृष्टि में अवस्तव्य कि ईश्वर नहीं है और ये संसार जो बनाया गया है भोगने के लिए बनाया गया है
that there is no ईश्वर
इसलिए हम स्वतंत्र है वास्तव में और फाइनल बोलते हैं
we're independent
ये संसार है ही नहीं वास्तव में
and some people say there is this world is actually not even there this is mithya this is false there is no ईश्वर
इसी दृष्टि में टिके रहते दृष्टि का अर्थ है समझ ज्ञान बस उनका यही ज्ञान
This is all the knowledge you need, and you should just stay in this knowledge.
Avastavya karta hai ki kuch tik jaye.
Atmaghatis, they have no knowledge of Atma Tattva.
Jivo ke mahasatru, ye sab wahi karm karte hain jisse sansar nasht.
And these are the enemies of the living entities.
Aaj ke yug mein Bhagwan ke is vakya ko prakat samjha ja sakta.
They do. Whatever acts they do is to destroy the world. We can really understand these words of Lord Krishna
of Bhagavad Gita.
They are very expert in destroying. Explode bombs here, there, blow up cities.
जीवों की हत्या करना
किलिंग लिविंग एंटिटीज
की हत्या करना कहीं भी किसी को मारो कुछ भी करो प्रभवं उग्र कर्मण उग्र कर्मण भयानक कर्म करते हैं जीवों का वध इतने बड़े पैमाने में संसार में हो रहा है देख कर सुन करके कलेजा कांप जाता है और
अब आसुर वे ऑफ थिंकिंग आर इंक्रीजिंग this asuric demoniac nature is not understanding the existence of God. They perform ugra karma, very dangerous deeds. Ugra karma,
bhayanak karma karte hain. जीवों का फ्राइटनिंग इतने बड़े पैमाने में संसार में हो रहा है
सो मच
कर सुन करके कलेजा कांप जाता है
सो मच स्लॉटरिंग एंड किलिंग ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज इज गोइंग सीइंग एंड थिंकिंग अबाउट इट मेक्स द हार्ट ट्रबल एंड दिस कीप्स इंक्रीजिंग बिकॉज ऑफ दिस आसुरिक पर्सनालिटीज
भगवान हैं और जगत के उत्पादक हैं
If one can understand that there is a God and then that he is in control, then one, at least out of fear, he will follow the rules of God.
भगवान है और जगत के उत्पादक हैं इसको नियमन में रखते हैं इसका पालन करते हैं
तो व्यक्ति डरेगा ईश्वर से. कुछ लोग तो कहते हैं कि ईश्वर का प्रचार करने वाले
सम पीपल से दैट
मनुष्यों को बेकार कर देते.
दोस पर्संस दोस रिलीजियस पीपल दैट प्रीच रिलीजन एक्चुअली आर स्पॉइलिंग ह्यूमन बीइंग्स.
क्योंकि मनुष्यों के मन में भगवान का भय छाया.
बिकॉज़ देन द ह्यूमंस पीपल दे आर आउट ऑफ फियर दे हैव फियर ऑफ गॉड एंड दे आर नॉट एबल टू डू व्हाट दे वांट.
ऐसा कहते हैं.
दिस इज हाउ दे से
ईश्वर का भय दिखाना ठीक नहीं है. छोड़ो स्वतंत्र सब लोग काम कर.
दिस इज नॉट गुड टू बी अफ्रेड ऑफ गॉड. जस्ट बी फ्री एंड डू व्हाट एवर यू वांट.
भवंति उग्र कर्मण छाया है जब तो ही है. कामम आश्रित दुष्पूरम दम्भ मान मदान्विता. भगवान कहते हैं दम्भ मान और मद से युक्त रहते हैं.
The Lord says, these Asuric people are full of dumb man, intoxicated and puffed up, and their desires are never-ending desires.
और मोह छाया हुआ रहता है असुरों के मन में. मोह का अर्थ है मैं ये देह हूँ.
And they're always totally covered with moha. Moha means I am this body and this is my family, I and mine only. My country, my family, my. This is moha.
इस मोह पर आधारित उनके कुछ असद ग्राह होते हैं. ग्राह का अर्थ होता है दृढ़ विचार. हमें ये प्राप्त करना है.
And on this moha, they have this very strong desires. I must get this. I must eat in this way that my body can be strong and fat. Whether they don't care whether they have to kill a bird or animal or a cow. They just, it is just my body and me. This body is given by God and it's not going to stay for very long. A human being should think that whatever number of days God has given me in my life, let me eat the right foods and put the right things in my body and do chant His holy names. But to live, maintain this life, and living against the laws of God by putting flesh in this body and drinking wine, this is not good. One has to suffer a lot of punishment for this. Akura is saying here, I need this for my body, I must eat this, I must do that. And the main reason for all this is moha, bodily conscious.
Moha grihitva asad grahan pravartante asuchi vratam.